Wheat Growers and TTP. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. In the last few days, I've updated you with the not-so-surprising disappointment on the part of the Idaho Cattle Association and Idaho Dairymen's Association with respect to the president pulling the plug on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Since wheat is so huge in the Northwest, I thought I'd find out about their position. Caught up with Idaho Wheat Commission researcher Kathy Wilson, and she had this to say.
I know what the position has been of the National Association of Wheat Growers for the last several years because I go to the national meetings, and of course they've all been supporting the TTP. They have a position statement in print.
Okay, off to the web we go, and the National Association of Wheat Growers has to say to Mr. Trump the following. We know that securing positive benefits for American farmers, ranchers, and workers in trade will be a priority in your administration. This includes enforcing existing agreements, TTP, so that other countries abide by their commitments, as well as expanding market access for U.S. producers through new agreements. As the Trump administration assembles its team and policies, U.S. agricultural trade interests must be maintained. TTP again. Not only in existing markets, but by expanding access to new markets. Existing markets include China, Canada, and Mexico, U.S. farmers' first, second, and third largest foreign customers, representing $27 billion to China, over $24 billion to Canada, and nearly $19 billion to Mexico last year. They want TTP.
David Sparks.